Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it. Me likey. Pee-pee no worky. See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
By the way, I'm trying to do something about the fat.
What are you doing?
So I'm on this strict diet.
Okay. Good for you.
Where last night, you want to know what I had for dinner?
What'd you have for dinner?
A bowl of cereal.
How's that a strict diet?
Well, because it's like 300 calories. My entire dinner was 300 calories.
But it's a bowl of cereal.
So what? What's
the
difference?
Is that good for you?
It's calories. That's what matters. I ate 900 calories all day long.
Oh.
Trust me, you eat 900 calories all day, you will lose weight.
All right. Well, yeah. I just hope are you able to keep this up and live this way and start doing this?
Absolutely not. That's not what this is for. It's to lose weight and then gain it back. That's my cycle.
As long as you know
it is going in. You know how I work.
That's good.
That's what's going to happen. But my whole point is that I don't eat cereal on a regular basis. When I was a younger man and I had no money, I ate cereal all the time for dinner. Not because of some sort of weight loss thing, but because I just couldn't afford anything else.
Right.
But I would eat all kinds of cereal. You name the cereal, I would buy it. I would eat it. I would love it. But it's been a while since I've had it. I'm here to tell you, like, my love for the sugary cereals has not gone away.
Yeah.
I still love that crap. Although last night was Cinnamon Life. And I'm telling you, that's a sleeper.
It's a good cereal.
Cinnamon Life is one of the sleeper cereals that's out there.
Yeah. Well, see, that I must have had, what I just felt when you said that must have been the same reaction that my gastroenterologist guy had when I said, yeah, I'm eating healthier now, just sticking to those roast beefs at Arby's, you know, trying to really cut the calories, when you said, I'm eating healthy.
Yeah, I like how you raise your eyebrow at me for eating a bowl of cereal for dinner, and you're eating beef and cheddars thinking you're doing something.
My point was I wasn't getting the fries and the drink.
I see.
I just ate roast beef sandwich.
Anyway,
which is,
I was thinking about underrated cereals last night as I'm eating this bowl of Cinnamon Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely putting that in the underrated category. I don't feel like we talk about it enough.
Yeah.
And the other one, I've discussed this with you. I don't think it nearly gets the play that it should. Golden Grahams.
Oh, yeah. Golden Grahams are great.
Love them.
You know, one that actually qualifies as a healthy cereal, and now I'm blanking on exactly what it's called, but the Quaker Oat
Oh, the
squares,
Quaker Oatmeal Squares?
Oh!
Mmm, doggies!
Those are, again, I don't think any of this is actually healthy, but like...
It's healthy!
What do you mean? It's got sugar all over them. That's,
so what?
Well, that's the
it's
big
calories.
Thing! You know what you know what the health people are saying now? I read an article about this. I didn't take any of the info and actually apply it to my life.
Okay.
I just read it. Saying, like, grapes compared to raisins, right? It's the same food. A grape is just a dried out raisin. But they said raisins, because they don't have as much, they don't weigh as much. When you put them in your body, they're similar calories, but because you have to eat more of them to fill yourself up, raisins are worse for you than grapes. If you just ate regular grapes, the volume of that in your stomach would fill you up, they say. So if you're going to pick between the two, they say go with grapes, not raisins.
All right. Mr. Science, I'm not here to tell you that eating nothing but cereal all the time is good for your long-term health. But you know what else is not good for your long-term health? Being obese.
No.
So if you can lose some weight by eating cereal, I don't think there's a lot of doctors that would say,
that. They wouldn't. They would say just however you're losing the weight. If you can keep it off, that would be the key thing, they would say.
I used to have this doctor who I actually liked, but then I moved out of the area. His name was Dr. Neubauer.
Dr. Neubauer.
Dr. Neubauer had like long blonde hair and looked like he was surfing.
Nice.
He was always a little, I'm not going to say fat, but chunky.
Okay.
Healthy plus,
so like
let's call it.
A long blonde haired kind of chubby surfer dude.
He kind of looked like Dauber from.
Right. I get exactly where you're going with that.
What's Coach?
Yeah, Coach.
He looked like him. So he was a good guy, and I, you know, used to go to him every single year for the checkup. And I went in one year, and he had lost like 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the healthy-looking guy anymore. He was slimmed down. And I said, you know, he's a doctor. I said, Doc, what did you do? Did you join some sort of thing, food service, whatever? He said, well, if I tell you, don't tell anybody.
Okay.
And I said, okay. He says, I'd have a candy bar once a day, and eat nothing else.
Wow.
And I said, well, that doesn't sound very healthy. He said, better than being fat. And I said, all right. He would just like eat a Snickers once a day, and that's all he would eat until he reached the goal weight he wanted, and then he, you know, started eating regular foods again.
That, yeah, see, again, he's the doctor, not me. He's a doctor, not me, but that doesn't sound healthy. Hi,
I don't T-Bone, know what to tell you.
The fattest person you've ever seen, probably anywhere you've been, telling you that doctor, full of crap. When it comes to weight.
I don't know. I don't know if he's kept it off. I haven't seen him in a while.
Who knows?
He could be in a scooter right now.
Right.
On a chairlift, which is what you and I are going to be doing.
That's
actually
it.
I want a chairlift for convenience. I've told Kristen this.
Yeah? Just you want to sit down?
I'm just tired of walking up and down the steps.
I understand that. I do relate to it.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Boner, just for you.
Yeah.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson still in concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'd think that would be P.J. Walker time, but it's not. Taking first-team reps at Browns practice today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco.
Boy, what a long game play by the Ravens to have that one season where Joe Flacco was deemed to be good, so that in these many years later, when it all falls apart for the Browns, they go, who can we turn to? Hey, remember that guy who somehow won a Super Bowl with the Ravens? Let's call him Joe Flacco. Come on down.
I would like everybody out there, to their significant other, man, woman, dog, I don't care. I want you to go up to their face later on today and with a straight face, look at them and say, hey, Flacco my Cracko. And just see what happens.
See what, hey, you never know.
Maybe you have the wildest night of passion of your life.
You may find out that that's
Flacco my Cracko.
That's right. See what happens.
I could Flacco your Cracko.
Offer to, would you like for either of us to Flacco the other's Cracko?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's invent something.
Yeah, why not?
We've done a lot on this show. We brought back bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. We've interviewed the president. We've gotten fired on the air. We've done it all.
I just want to point out, none of those things did we invent. They're just things we did.
Okay, but what I'm saying
other
is
people have done all those
lacking
things.
Is our own entry in Urban Dictionary. I want to be able to go to Urban Dictionary and search Flacco my Cracko.
Yeah. If we somehow get Flacco my Cracko to be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I can't wait. Let's make it happen.
Let's determine what it is, too.
Well,
where's the mystery
now,
of it?
We need to let people determine that on their own. You know what? Let us know what happens with this evening. See what happens.
If Lego my ego can become a thing.
Yeah.
Flacco my Cracko can be a thing, too.
It very much could be.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.